finish. Celine Dion. That was from the Atlanta Olympics in the 90s.
Yes, 1996. Opening ceremony, Celine Dion performed, and she will be doing it again. The Olympics get underway today, but opening ceremonies are Friday night, and Celine Dion is going to get $2 million to sing one song at the Olympic opening ceremony.
All right, man. I mean, if someone's going to pay you, why not? They're also footing the bill for her travel and accommodations for her and her entire family. And apparently it's a ridiculous amount of money being spent on one song from Celine Dion. Now, this is noteworthy because, I mean, obviously it's the Olympics. Celine doesn't perform anymore. It's the first time she's been on stage since she stepped away 2 years ago after being diagnosed with stiff person syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the voice still works.
Well, and here's the thing. I think they want to give her an epic moment. I get it.
$2 million worth.
Well, listen how she sounded at the opening ceremonies in 96. I mean, think about how many people get paid huge just to go perform at a wedding. Didn't someone just get like $10 million
to perform? Justin Bieber.
Yeah, Justin Bieber got it.
I'm sure it'll be a very special moment. And for $2 million, I'm going to go ahead and say it better be a very special moment. Also, when I think of American athletes handling the torch at the Olympics, I think Snoop Dogg, don't you?
I think it's funny, and I think it's also genius. If you remember, one of the best things ever was Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg doing the announcing of the Olympics during COVID, and he was brilliantly funny. I think it'll be great.
No one's saying he's not funny. I just don't understand why Snoop Dogg is the second to last person to carry the Olympic torch. Why Snoop Dogg, of all people?
I don't, maybe his, maybe, it, I don't.
They're in Paris. I mean, is he French? I don't think so. Is he an athlete? No. I just don't understand. Nothing against Snoop Dogg. Mm. I wonder if Snoop Dogg's asking himself, why am I doing this? He's the second to last person. He's the second most important person to carry the torch.
Well, again, maybe it was because of how well he did when.
But what does that have to do with carrying a torch?
I don't know.
And why wouldn't Kevin Hart be asked?
I don't know.
Well, here's what we do know. You are a half hour or so away from possible big cash with John and Tammy's high-low jackpot. In the meantime, 833-287-1037. We want to get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to see John Party. Win or lose, that's your prize today. 833-287-1037. It's John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I could make it to the 5K by May if I dedicated myself to it. I believe him. I believe in myself. I'll be there, baby. I'm in the woods walking every morning. 5K by May, baby. 5K by May.
There's nothing that Jelly Roll can't inspire someone to do with his enthusiasm. I want to go run a 5K now.
So he did it. He did that 5K in May and then said, I'm going to try to get a half marathon in by the end of the year.
And now he's saying, not so fast, everybody.
He breaks a little bit.
Jelly Roll says he, quote, may have overshot. I woke up and walked 2 miles this morning, and it was brutal. I was like, I got to put another 11 on that and jog? Hey, I commend him for doing this. He wants to have a baby with his wife, and he wants to feel better about himself. He wants to be a healthy guy. He wants to be around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And when we saw him at Stagecoach, there was a noticeable difference in how he looked.
Yes.
And
how he moved and felt, too, for sure.
That was April.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have to run an entire marathon? Jessica, you do marathons, right? I mean, Do you run the entire time?
No, I do the halves, and I go between the two. I'll walk, run. Yeah.
And so, that's all that matters. I think he's just kind of saying to everybody, hey, hang on, you know, I'll try. And that's the thing. You can always try the next day. You don't quit just because you're not sure you're going to make it. You just keep moving forward.
Jelly's been pumping the brakes on a lot of his fitness goals, and he's doing it in a proper way. It's about process and not the result. And he's saying, I don't have a weight loss goal in mind anymore. I just want to feel better. So he's definitely curbing his enthusiasm.
Or maybe he's just saying, you know, I don't want to be unrealistic in what I can achieve.
I just
need to get better every day.
Right. And that's totally, totally healthy.
Yeah, 100%.
Can you believe that Harry Potter is 35 years old now? It's ridiculous. And that is part of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And that's coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Ashley is in El Cajon. How's it going, Ashley?
Good. How are you today?
Very well. Appreciate you asking. Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of the studio?
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Ashley, I got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Ashley, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
The actor that played Harry Potter turned 35 yesterday. Who is he?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Actor Woody Harrelson also had a birthday yesterday. Has Woody ever been nominated for an Oscar?
No.
This Oscar-winning actor, who was the star of the TV show ER, in addition to the Ocean's 11 series and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, commended President Biden for dropping out of the race 2 weeks after the actor wrote a column asking him to do so. Who is the actor?
Oh, my goodness. Is it George Clooney?
Brendan Fraser will play Dwight D. Eisenhower in a D-Day movie called Pressure. Brendan won an Oscar recently for his role in what movie?
I have no idea.
And finally, the new I Know What You Did Last Summer will be like the new Scream movies, with young stars mixing it up with Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr. from the 1997 original. What was the name of the sequel to the original I Know What You Did Last Summer?
I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Ashley, what's going on in your world today? Tell me something cool.
I got nothing. I'm about to go home and get ready and go to work. I'm just on my way home from the gym.
Look at you. What commitment. Ashley, what stops you when that alarm goes off at God knows what time from saying, I'll just do it later?
I know I won't do it later. I got to do it now or I won't do it at all.
I mean, the discipline. I'm really impressed with that, especially early in the morning. Okay, Ashley did 3 out of 5, Tam.
Nice job, Ashley.
Timmy, the actor that played Harry Potter turned 35 yesterday. How's that possible? Who is he?
Daniel Radcliffe.
That is right. Ashley knew that. 101. Actor Woody Harrelson also celebrated a birthday. Has Woody ever been nominated for an Oscar?
I'm going to say no.
Both you and Ashley did not get that right. Woody's been nominated for 3 Oscars, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Hasn't won one, but 3 nominations. It's 1-1. This Oscar-winning actor, who was the star of the TV show ER, in addition to Ocean's 11 and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, commended President Biden for dropping out of the race 2 weeks after the actor wrote a column asking him to do so. Who is the actor?
George Clooney.
That is right. Ashley knew that. It is 2-2. Brendan Fraser will play Dwight D. Eisenhower in a D-Day movie called Pressure. Brendan won an Oscar recently for his role in what movie?
The Whale.
The Whale is right. Ashley didn't know. 3-2, Tam. And finally, Tammy, the new I Know What You Did Last Summer will be like the new Scream movies, with young stars mixing it up with Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr. from the 1997 original. What was the name of the sequel to the original I Know What You Did Last Summer?
I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
Wow, there you go. Ashley, she just barely edges you out 4-3 today. Unfortunately, you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
You now have a pair of tickets to go see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater September 21st.
Yay!
Ashley, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day at work. Before you leave, unfortunately, I still have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Ashley in El Cajon, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
All right, first off, you're fired, and that's official.
Now, to be fair to Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, she was not fired from her job as the Secret Service Director after the debacle that was the assassination attempt of former President Trump. But it was going to happen had she not resigned yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw any of the questioning done by the House Oversight Committee to Ms. Cheadle just the day before, but they basically said, no, they didn't basically say, mm-hmm. They did say,
yes,
I'll give up my time to speak if you resign right now.
Yeah, I know. When I saw that one, she was like, go ahead, I'll give you my time. Regardless, she would have been fired. And many of us have been fired from a job, sometimes rightly so.
And many times in epic fashion. You go out with a bang, 833-287-1037. We'd love to hear a way that either you have been epically fired, you witnessed somebody at your company being epically fired, or maybe you did the firing. Shockingly, in a business where everybody gets fired, I have not been fired from any radio job.
I've never been fired from radio. I've had one firing in my life.
Was it epic?
No, it wasn't epic, except maybe that the guy who fired me was an epic you-know-what.
Okay,
well, the reason I got fired, I was working at a restaurant, and the husband of the owner came in, and because I didn't stop working with a customer I was currently attending to tend to his needs, he took that as an offense to him.
So it was the owner's husband.
Yes.
You're busy with a customer.
Yes.
He didn't like the fact that you just didn't drop everything and take care of the owner's husband.
Yes.
So he got you fired?
He did. He was so obnoxious. I was glad to go. But it's the only time in my life I've ever been fired. I'm very fortunate. Yes,
you
he
know
was.
What?
Yes, he was. He thought all women should just bow down to him and do whatever he wanted. It was just like, ugh. So I was glad to be out of there.
833-287-1037. Were you epically fired or just have a really good how I got fired story? Maybe you did the firing? Producer Jessica, not to bring up bad times, but were you fired from multimedia star Ryan Seacrest or did you quit?
No, I was laid off.
So you were fired.
I mean, yeah, but that's not the same. Because I didn't do anything wrong. They just eliminated
it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they were trying to save money.
Did you go out crashing and burning them?
Oh, my God.
Give them a good piece of your mind? See, you'll never amount to anything, Seacrest.
No. I was mad, though, because I just had given him a nice little Christmas gift, a book of something.
Yeah.
And he had told me, Jessica, we're the same because you really pay attention to detail, and I like that about you. And he knew that next day I was getting let go.
Oh, what a scumbag.
No, I mean, what are you going to... He gave me a good bonus, though, so I think...
All right. I just pictured Jessica walking out of here. Yeah. You haven't heard the last of me, Jessica, as opposed to you, Ryan Seacrest. Shaking your fist. You'll never work again, Seacrest.
Yeah. Have you ever witnessed someone get fired in a very epic way? Or maybe you were. 833-287-1037.
With what essentially was the firing of Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle. Yeah, we know she resigned, but come on, she was going to get fired.
Yes.
We want to know the epic way that either you were fired or that you fired somebody or you witnessed somebody being fired. 833-287-1037. Vivian in San Marcos, you got an epic I got fired story?
Yes, I do. Okay, I was 16 going on 17, and I worked at Winslow's Donuts in L.A. I'm an L.A. brat. Anyhow, this one man came in and he said, what's your favorite donut for the day? And I said, I don't know. I hate donuts. And my boss was right behind me. And that was it. That's the only job I've ever been fired from. So then I went into medicine.
Oh. So wait a second. You're not allowed to say you don't want... Well, I suppose it's not different. But
hey, you have the product I hate.
It was Winchell. I hate donuts.
Thanks, Vivian. Take care.
Thank you. Pam and Santee, do you have an epic firing story?
I sure do. I worked in a restaurant. When I was fired, I had worked there over 25 years.
Oh.
The original owner of the restaurant was going to stop working. His nephews took it over, and the one nephew's girlfriend at the time was a real B.I. you-know-what. And I wound and found a desk job. And when I did, where I've been for 4.5 years now, they said, stay at the restaurant for a little while because after tax season, they may slow down. So I stayed at the restaurant, but what happened was I really loved my new job. And one of the chefs had asked me how I liked it. And I thought I was on private on Facebook, but it turns out I wasn't.
Uh-oh.
And I was telling her how much I love my new job. There was no micromanaging. So I went to work the next day, and I worked half my shift. I was actually on doing the decos at the time on the register. And she'd cut me off at about an hour before I should have been done. I went in the back. And I was about to count all my money, and she turned around and said, I will do this. And she just ripped me a new one. How dare you say all those things? And she just went on and on and on. But it was all true, because nobody liked her.
Yeah.
And she told me to make sure when I left, I didn't let the door hit me in the butt.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Robert Nelcohone, do you have an epic firing story?
Yes, I got kicked out of the Navy for being 3 pounds overweight after I had lost more than 30 pounds. I was 210 pounds, I was 220 pounds, and I lost all the way to, I went down to 189 pounds in 3 months, and they kicked me out.
I guess I wasn't aware there was a weight limit.
At that time, yeah, my weight limit was at 186 for my height, and I got kicked out for being 3 pounds overweight.
Wow, that's a real drag, bro.
That is a drag.
Well, thank you for your service anyway, from us.
Yep. Right. Absolutely.
Take care,
man. I'd do it again if they let me.
This is straight off a bad made-for-TV movie. except it's 100% real. Sharks high on cocaine.
Oh, God, this is awesome.
Awesome? Depends on your definition of awesome. Either way, 805 with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I mean, sci-fi brought us Sharknado.
Uh-huh.
The movie Cocaine Bear was released just last year, and I found it to be very entertaining. But this isn't a movie.
No.
This is real. 13 sharks caught off the coast of Brazil have tested positive for cocaine. And they're talking about a high concentration of cocaine.
When I first saw this story, I immediately thought of Pablo Escobar's so-called named cocaine hippos, because he illegally imported 4 hippopotamuses to his estate.
Is it hippopotami?
And after he was killed, they got loose and they ended up breeding everywhere. And everybody was like, look out for the cocaine hippos. It's like, what? But it's a big problem now, those hippos are.
So anyway, scientists collected 13 sharp-nosed sharks that were caught by fishermen. And as they were examining them, they found that they were all coked up, which means we're assuming that the ocean is contaminated with drugs from drug smugglers dumping their stash in the ocean, the drug labs.
It. They're probably eating the packages, you bet.
That's what we're thinking. And it makes me kind of concerned. Like, okay, if these sharks are high on cocaine, is there a big cocaine problem under the sea?
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's what Sebastian was singing about.
I don't know.
Under the sea.
Yeah, it's kind of freaky, huh? I mean, sharks are scary enough. You don't want one that's been up for 3 days.
Right? And let's give big props to the fishermen. Those coked-up sharks must have put up quite a fight.
I bet they did.
With what essentially was the firing of Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle. Yeah, we know she resigned, but come on, she was going to get fired.
Yes.
We want to know the epic way that either you were fired or that you fired somebody or you witnessed somebody being fired. 833-287-1037. Vivian in San Marcos, you got an epic I got fired story?
Yes, I do. Okay, I was 16 going on 17, and I worked at Winslow's Donuts in L.A. I'm an L.A. brat. Anyhow, this one man came in and he said, what's your favorite donut for the day? And I said, I don't know. I hate donuts. And my boss was right behind me. And that was it. That's the only job I've ever been fired from. So then I went into medicine.
Oh. So wait a second. You're not allowed to say you don't want... Well, I suppose it's not different. But
hey, you have the product I hate.
It was Winchell. I hate donuts.
Thanks, Vivian. Take care.
Thank you. Pam and Santee, do you have an epic firing story?
I sure do. I worked in a restaurant. When I was fired, I had worked there over 25 years.
Oh.
The original owner of the restaurant was going to stop working. His nephews took it over, and the one nephew's girlfriend at the time was a real B.I. you-know-what. And I wound and found a desk job. And when I did, where I've been for 4.5 years now, they said, stay at the restaurant for a little while because after tax season, they may slow down. So I stayed at the restaurant. But what happened was I really loved my new job. And one of the chefs had asked me how I liked it. And I thought I was on private on Facebook, but it turns out I wasn't.
Uh-oh.
And I was telling her how much I love my new job. There was no micromanaging. So I went to work the next day, and I worked half my shift. I was actually on doing the decos at the time on the register. And she'd cut me off at about an hour before I should have been done. I went in the back, and I was about to count all my money, and she turned around and said, I will do this. And she just ripped me a new one. How dare you say all those things? And she just went on and on and on. But it was all true, because nobody liked her.
Yeah.
And she told me to make sure when I left, I didn't let the door hit me in the butt.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Robert Nelcajon, do you have an epic firing story?
Yes, I got kicked out of the Navy for being 3 pounds overweight after I had lost more than 30 pounds. I was 210 pounds. I was 220 pounds and I lost all the way to, I went down to 189 pounds in 3 months and they kicked me out.
I guess I wasn't aware there was a weight limit.
At that time, my weight limit was at 186 for my height and I got kicked out for being 3 pounds overweight.
Wow, that's a real drag, bro.
That is a drag.
Well, thank you for your service anyway from us.
Yep. All right. Absolutely.
Take care, man.
I'd do it again if they'd let me.
This is straight off a bad made for TV movie. Except it's 100% real. Sharks high on cocaine.
Oh, God, this is awesome.
Awesome? Depends on your definition of awesome. Either way, 805 with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I mean, sci-fi brought us Sharknado.
Uh-huh.
The movie Cocaine Bear was released just last year, and I found it to be very entertaining. But this isn't a movie.
No.
This is real. 13 sharks caught off the coast of Brazil have tested positive for cocaine. And they're talking about a high concentration of cocaine.
When I first saw this story, I immediately thought of Pablo Escobar's so-called named cocaine hippos, because he illegally imported 4 hippopotamuses to his estate.
Is it hippopotami?
And after he was killed, they got loose, and they ended up breeding everywhere. And everybody was like, look out for the cocaine hippos. It's like, what? But it's a big problem now, those hippos are.
So anyway, scientists collected 13 sharp-nosed sharks that were caught by fishermen. And as they were examining them, they found that they were all coked up, which means we're assuming that the ocean is contaminated with drugs from drug smugglers dumping their stash in the ocean, the drug labs.
It. They're probably eating the packages, you bet.
That's what we're thinking. And it makes me kind of concerned. Like, okay, if these sharks are high on cocaine, is there a big cocaine problem under the sea?
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's what Sebastian was singing about.
I don't know.
Under the sea.
Yeah, it's kind of freaky, huh? I mean, sharks are scary enough. You don't want one that's been up for 3 days.
Right? And let's give big props to the fishermen. Those coked up sharks must have put up quite a fight.
I bet they did.
Well, there's not going to be any coked up sharks showing up in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, but there are tornadoes and the fabulous Sharon Stone returned to the big screen as a villain. That's coming up in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got 5 pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Anthony is in Santee. What's going on, Anthony?
Nothing much. Just getting ready for work.
Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
All right, Tammy, go take a little break.
All right, good luck.
Anthony, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You'll get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, a reminder to you, Anthony, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Alrighty.
Selena Gomez celebrated her 32nd birthday this week. Name the Canadian pop star that Selena had an on-again, off-again relationship with for 8 years.
Justin Bieber.
Twisters is getting great reviews. It's a movie about tornadoes. The movie The Wizard of Oz starts off with a tornado. What state is Dorothy from in The Wizard of Oz?
Kansas.
A small fire delayed Kane Brown's show at Fenway in Boston for 10 minutes over the weekend. Fenway's staff had some fun with it at the end, playing We Didn't Start the Fire as fans were leaving. Who sings that song?
Oof. I have no idea, actually.
Sharon Stone will play the villain in Bob Odenkirk's Nobody 2. Name the Sharon Stone movie in which a San Francisco detective investigates the death of a rock star.
I'm terrible with actors' names. No idea.
Okay, and finally, Brendan Fraser will play Dwight D. Eisenhower in a D-Day movie called Pressure. Name the 90s movie where Fraser's rock band that includes Adam Sandler and Steve Buscemi takes a radio station hostage so they'll play their demo tape.
You got me on these movie ones. I have no idea.
All right. We'll get Tam back in then. Anthony, what you got going on today, pal?
Nothing much. Getting ready for work and just walking my dog.
Getting the dog walk in early. I wish I could do that. Roger the puppy. I have to wait till night because it's so hot during the day. I don't want him to burn his little paws on the pavement.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anthony did 2 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
Timmy, Selena Gomez celebrated her 32nd birthday this week. Name this Canadian pop star that Selena had an on-again, off-again relationship with for 8 years.
Justin Bieber.
You know he still holds a candle for her. You know
why
he
do that? He's married and going to have a baby.
Yeah, it's 8 years. I'm telling you. The power of Selena.
You're like her. Those fans who won't give it up. They're not together. And they're not going to be.
It's 1-1. Anthony knew that. Twisters is getting great reviews, a movie about tornadoes. The movie The Wizard of Oz starts off with a tornado. What state is Dorothy from in The Wizard of Oz?
Kansas.
Kansas is right. Anthony knew that. Small fire delayed Kane Brown's show at Fenway in Boston for 10 minutes over the weekend. Fenway's staff had some fun with it at the end, however, playing We Didn't Start the Fire. Who sings that song?
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. Anthony didn't know. 3-2 Tam. Sharon Stone will play the villain in Bob Odenkirk's Nobody 2. I love Nobody. Do you see Nobody? Mm-mm. You got to see Nobody. It's so fun. Name the Sharon Stone movie in which a San Francisco detective investigates the death of a rock star.
Is that what Basic Instinct was about?
Yes.
Oh. It's been so long since I've seen that, I don't remember what they were investigating.
She was the one that was accused of murdering the rock star, and Michael Douglas had to investigate her, and boy, did he investigate her. It's 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Brendan Fraser will play Dwight D. Eisenhower in a D-Day movie called Pressure. Name the 90s movie where Fraser's rock band that includes Adam Sandler and Steve Buscemi takes a radio station hostage so they'll play their demo tape.
Oh, what is the name of that movie? Oh, man.
Airheads. Anthony didn't know it either, so today we finished with a score of 4-2, Tammy. Anthony, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money this morning, but we are going to hook you up with a great prize, my friend.
You're now going to see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet September 21st at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater.
Woohoo, thank you.
Anthony, enjoy that. Have a great day at work, pal. Before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Anthony Infantee, and I flunked out at Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Tammy's son, Grayson, is joining us. Grayson was just in Vegas over the weekend. What were you doing in Vegas, Gray?
Seeing some friends, hitting the casinos, and going to a convention, a gaming tournament.
Did you compete in the gaming tournament, Grayson?
I did, yeah.
How many people were you up against when you started your competition?
I think tournament had, like, just shy of 5,300 entrants.
And where did you end up?
I think the placement was like 1,027, something like that.
Okay. So is it basically you just keep playing until you lose against somebody? Is that it? Or is it like a double elimination or points? How does this work?
Yeah, it's double elimination. So you'll play until your first loss. That'll put you down in the loser's bracket. And then if you lose again, then you're out.
Okay. Does that get you any money?
No.
Oh.
But no, unfortunately, I was just shy of making it out of the first group.
Grayson, you went in character. You and your dad put together a costume?
Yeah.
Did your character have a name?
Yeah.
And?
The character's name is Johan, but in the game, it's JP.
Okay.
Okay, so Johan, a.k.a. JP.
Yeah.
So when you walked around, I imagine you wore the outfit the entire time you were there, the costume, the uniform, whatever you called it?
The first and the third day. Second day, I needed a break from
okay.
It.
Did people address you as Johan or JP or just, hey, what's up, dude?
I got a few comments about the costume. One guy asked for a picture, but...
Look at you.
Grayson had this design. My husband spent a couple of weeks making it for him, got it to him just in time. Grayson made all the jewelry, a scepter, everything for it.
You made your own scepter?
Yeah, with PVC and foam.
Oh, sure. PVC and foam.
Right, whatever.
I'm sorry, what is the game anyway?
It's Street Fighter VI.
Street Fighter VI.
Okay. Grayson shared a video with us about the player who won, and you guys were so excited. John, I got to show this to you.
Oh, hang on. Oh! Is that Gray?
No, that's my buddy David.
Oh! Is that the guy winning?
Yeah.
What I love about this entire place is filled with gamers watching this guy win. It was so cute because my husband Kurt was like, oh, look at all the nerds. This is so great. But there was a big reason why everyone was super excited for the win, more than just enjoying watching the gaming competition.
The big thing is Punk, the player who ended up winning, is the first American player to take an Evo title in, I think, 15 years.
Wow.
I mean, so that's pretty cool. Who usually wins?
It's been kind of a mix. Last year, it was a player from the Middle East. Before that, it was a Dominican player.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's been kind of all over. We're long past the days of it being pretty much mostly just the Japanese players winning.
So, Grayson, last time we talked to you about going to Vegas, I asked you a very important question. I have to ask it again.
No.
No, I can't ask the question, or no, you didn't get lucky?
Yeah, we didn't do anything this year.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Were you really going to ask him if he made out with someone again?
I was going to ask more than that, but that's
oh,
okay.
Oh, jeez.
So JP got no...
I got no time for that.
Grace, I'm glad that you had a good time. It's just always intriguing when you find something that someone else loves that maybe you never even heard about, but you get wrapped up in the excitement. And you sending that video of all you guys getting so excited with that win, I just thought was was so great.
Yeah, no, the energy in the crowd was unreal. It's awesome. It's kind of unrivaled to me, the level of passion and excitement when there's that many people into fighting games in a room together. I mean, even the games that I don't care about were still, you know, extremely exciting when the whole crowd is going wild about it.
So it was more than just Street Fighter VI. There's all types of games represented.
Yeah, there's I think there's like usually 6 or 8 main titles that are played there, and I think across the entire tournament there's around 10,000 unique competitors, and that's not including like people that are there just to spectate or see the venue.
Yeah.
Any chance there's a centipede? It's not. I was a pretty good centipede player.
I liked Centipede too.
Space Invaders, Missile Command, anything?
No, it's all fighting games.
Ah, okay. Grayson, it's been really interesting. I'm literally very interested by this conversation. So thank you for that. Congratulations on your stellar showing as JP, aka Johan, in Street Fighter VI.
Stellar is not what I'd use, but we'll get better for next year.
All right, I love you, son.
Love you, too.
We just heard from Tammy's son, Grayson, who spent the weekend in Vegas not getting lucky as far as his gaming tournament and anything else for that matter, unfortunately.
Stop! Greg wasn't looking for that this time.
Greg came running in because it triggered a boyhood memory of your own.
Yes, at the local mall in Reading, Pennsylvania, they had a POG tournament one weekend that I was so excited about. My mom signed me up for it, and a lot of pressure when you go to actually play against the big dogs.
Refresh memories of what POGs are, because I think of POG, I think pineapple, orange, guava juice. POG.
aren't those delicious. The round?
Yeah, they're small discs. They have images on them of, you know, whatever you're into or fantasy stuff, and you have to slam on them with a slammer. It's like a heavy piece of metal or plastic that you can slam on top. You want to flip them upside down.
Gotcha.
Is the goal. You have a stack of them, and you want to slam into them and knock over as many as you can.
So as many as you, whoever knocks over the most POGs wins the tournament?
I think so.
What do you think? Well, you were in it.
Yeah, I mean, I was 10.
Yeah.
Could you, little Greg, eyes wide, big full head of hair?
Yeah, I know. Oh, it was glorious. it was so thick.
You peaked at 10.
I know.
Hair-wise.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's hilarious. No, but back to that's the so POG cute. Tournament. How did you finish? Did you win? Did you lose?
I think I won one round, and then I was out after that. So I was feeling all good about myself, and then I got knocked out. I actually had a at-home kit where you could make your own.
Okay.
They were, like, sticky on one side, and you could, like, take, like, a magazine or something and cut out your own little image and stuff.
You're sure your mom just didn't give you that and say, this is what all the cool kids have, the make your own POG, because she didn't want to spend the money for the real ones?
Most likely. But eventually that did turn inappropriate.
At least you were a boy. I was in a video game tournament. I was just thinking about this morning when I was listening to Grayson. I was in a video game tournament as a grown man. I worked with you, Tammy. Remember, I was in the Guitar Hero tournament.
Oh, yes.
And my first contestant was like a 12-year-old boy.
You got smoked.
I wasted him, and he started crying.
Oh, there you go. Just picking on the kid.
I made a kid cry the first contestant. I'm like, oh, I don't think I want to play anymore.
What were you doing there in the first place?
That's a really good question. I was trying to think it was for the radio, but I don't think it was.
Do we have footage of that or something?
No, it was something for radio. For some reason, you had to be somewhere, but yeah.
I think it was an appearance, and he happened to... Oh, you know what it was? It was an appearance. He hired me to be the host of his Guitar Hero tournament. And I'm like, you know what? Can I play?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And he said, sure, you can play. It'd be even better if you did. And then I wasted the kid and made him cry. So
poor little kid.
Yeah.
Memory.
Greg's got another chance for you at John and Tammy's High-Low Jackpot. 10:30 this morning. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got 5 pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Anthony is in Santee. What's going on, Anthony?
Nothing much. Just getting ready for work.
Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
All right, Tammy. Go take a little break.
All right. Good luck.
Anthony, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You'll get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, a reminder to you, Anthony, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
All righty.
Selena Gomez celebrated her 32nd birthday this week. Name the Canadian pop star that Selena had an on-again, off-again relationship with for 8 years.
Justin Bieber.
Twisters is getting great reviews. It's a movie about tornadoes. The movie The Wizard of Oz starts off with a tornado. What state is Dorothy from in The Wizard of Oz?
Kansas.
A small fire delayed Kane Brown's show at Fenway in Boston for 10 minutes over the weekend. Fenway's staff had some fun with it at the end, playing We Didn't Start the Fire as fans were leaving. Who sings that song?
Oof. I have no idea, actually.
Sharon Stone will play the villain in Bob Odenkirk's Nobody 2. Name the Sharon Stone movie in which a San Francisco detective investigates the death of a rock star.
Oof. I'm terrible with actors' names. No idea.
Okay, and finally, Brendan Fraser will play Dwight D. Eisenhower in a D-Day movie called Pressure. Name the 90s movie where Fraser's rock band that includes Adam Sandler and Steve Buscemi takes a radio station hostage so they'll play their demo tape.
Yeah, you got me on these movie ones. I have no idea.
All right, we'll get Tam back in then. Anthony, what you got going on today, pal?
Nothing much. Getting ready for work and just walking my dog.
Getting the dog walk in early. I wish I could do that. Roger the puppy. I have to wait till night because it's so hot during the day. I don't want him to burn his little paws on the pavement.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anthony did 2 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
Timmy, Selena Gomez celebrated her 32nd birthday this week. Name the Canadian pop star that Selena had an on-again, off-again relationship with for 8 years.
Justin Bieber.
You know he still holds a candle for her. You know
why do you do that? He's married and going to have a baby.
Yes, 8 years. Telling you. The power of Selena.
You're like her. Those fans who won't give it up. They're not together. And they're not going to be.
It's 1-1. Anthony knew that. Twisters is getting great reviews, a movie about tornadoes. The movie The Wizard of Oz starts off with a tornado. What state is Dorothy from in The Wizard of Oz?
Kansas.
Kansas is right. Anthony knew that. Small fire delayed Kane Brown's show at Fenway in Boston for 10 minutes over the weekend. Fenway's staff had some fun with it at the end, however, playing We Didn't Start the Fire. Who sings that song?
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. Anthony didn't know. 3-2 Tam. Sharon Stone will play the villain in Bob Odenkirk's Nobody 2. I love Nobody. Do you see Nobody? Mm-mm. You got to see Nobody. It's so fun. Name the Sharon Stone movie in which a San Francisco detective investigates the death of a rock star.
Is that what Basic Instinct was about?
Yes.
Oh. It's been so long since I've seen that, I don't remember what
investigating. She was the one that was accused of murdering the rock star, and Michael Douglas had to investigate her, and boy, did he investigate her. It's 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Brendan Fraser will play Dwight D. Eisenhower in a D-Day movie called Pressure. Name the 90s movie where Fraser's rock band that includes Adam Sandler and Steve Buscemi takes a radio station hostage so they'll play their demo tape.
Oh, what is the name of that movie? Oh, man.
Airheads. Anthony didn't know it either. So today we finished with a score of 4-2, Tammy. Anthony, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money this morning, but we are going to hook you up with a great prize, my friend.
You're now going to see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet September 21st at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Anthony, enjoy that. Have a great day at work, pal. Before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Anthony and Santee, and I flunked out at Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Tammy's son, Grayson, is joining us. Grayson was just in Vegas over the weekend. What were you doing in Vegas, Gray?
Seeing some friends, hitting the casinos, and going to a convention, a gaming tournament.
Did you compete in the gaming tournament, Grayson?
I did, yeah.
How many people were you up against when you started your competition?
I think tournament had, like, just shy of 5,300 entrants.
And where did you end up?
I think the placement was like 1,027, something like that.
Okay. So is it basically you just keep playing until you lose against somebody? Is that it? Or is it like a double elimination or points? How does this work?
Yeah, it's double elimination. So you'll play until your first loss. That'll put you down in the loser's bracket. And then if you lose again, then you're out.
Okay. Does that get you any money?
No.
Oh.
But no, unfortunately, I was just shy of making it out of the first group.
Grayson, you went in character. You and your dad put together a costume?
Yeah.
Did your character have a name?
Yeah.
And?
The character's name is Johan, but in the game, it's JP.
Okay.
Okay, so Johan, a.k.a. JP.
Yeah.
So when you walked around, I imagine you wore the outfit the entire time you were there, the costume, the uniform, whatever you called it?
The first and the third day. Second day, I needed a break from
okay.
it.
Okay. Did people address you as Johan or JP or just, hey, what's up, dude?
I got a few comments about the costume. One guy asked for a picture, but...
Look at you.
Grayson had this design. My husband spent a couple of weeks making it for him, got it to him just in time. Grayson made all the jewelry, a scepter, everything for it.
You made your own scepter?
Yeah, with PVC and foam.
Oh, sure. PVC and foam.
Right, whatever.
I'm sorry, what is the game anyway?
It's Street Fighter VI.
Street Fighter VI.
Okay. Grayson shared a video with us about the player who won, and you guys were so excited. John, I got to show this to you.
There you go. Is that Gray?
No, that's my buddy David.
Is that the guy winning?
Yeah.
What I love about this entire place is filled with gamers watching this guy win. It was so cute because my husband Kurt was like, oh, look at all the nerds. This is so great. But there was a big reason why everyone was super excited for the win, more than just enjoying watching the gaming competition.
The big thing is Punk, the player who ended up winning, is the first American player to take an Evo title in, I think, 15 years.
Wow.
I mean, so that's pretty cool. Who usually wins?
It's been kind of a mix. Last year, it was a player from the Middle East. Before that, it was a Dominican player.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's been kind of all over. We're long past the days of it being pretty much mostly just the Japanese players winning.
So, Grayson, last time we talked to you about going to Vegas, I asked you a very important question. I have to ask you again.
No.
No, I can't ask the question, or no, you didn't get lucky?
Yeah, we didn't do anything this year.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Were you really going to ask him if he made out with someone again?
I was going to ask more than that, but that's
oh,
okay.
Oh, jeez.
So JP oh. got no... No...
I got no time for that.
Grace, I'm glad that you had a good time. It's just always intriguing when you find something that someone else loves that maybe you never even heard about, but you get wrapped up in the excitement. And you sending that video of all you guys getting so excited with that win, I just thought was was so great.
Yeah, no, the energy in the crowd was unreal. It's awesome. It's kind of unrivaled to me, the level of passion and excitement when there's that many people into fighting games in a room together. I mean, even the games that I don't care about were still, you know, extremely exciting when the whole crowd is going wild about it.
So sure. It was more than just Street Fighter VI. There's all types of games represented.
Yeah, there's I think there's like usually 6 or 8 main titles that are played there, and I think across the entire tournament there's around 10,000 unique competitors, and that's not including like people that are there just to spectate or see the venue.
Yeah, wow.
Any chance there's a centipede? Oh, guess not. I was a pretty good centipede player.
I liked centipede too.
Space Invaders, Missile Command, anything?
No, it's all fighting games.
Ah, okay. Grayson, it's been really interesting. I'm literally very interested by this conversation. So thank you for that. Congratulations on your stellar showing as JP, aka Johan, in Street Fighter VI.
That was not what I'd use, but we'll get better for next year.
All right. I love you, son.
Love you, too.
We just heard from Tammy's son, Grayson, who spent the weekend in Vegas not getting lucky as far as his gaming tournament and anything else for that matter, unfortunately.
Stop.
Greg
wasn't looking for that this time.
Greg came running in because it triggered a boyhood memory of your own.
Yes. At the local mall in Reading, Pennsylvania, they had a POG tournament one weekend that I was so excited about. My mom signed me up for it. And a lot of pressure when you go to actually play against the big dogs.
Refresh memories of what POGs are. Because I think of POG, I think pineapple, orange, guava juice. POG.
Aren't those
delicious.
The round?
Yeah, they're small discs. They have images on them of, you know, whatever you're into or fantasy stuff. And you have to slam on them with a slammer. It's like a heavy piece of metal or plastic that you can slam on top. You want to flip them upside down.
Gotcha.
Is the goal. You have a stack of them and you want to slam into them and knock over as many as you can.
So as many as you, whoever knocks over the most POGs wins the tournament?
I think so.
What are you thinking? Well, you were in it.
Yeah, I mean, I was 10.
Yeah.
Look at your little Greg, eyes wide, big full head of hair.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it was glorious. It was so thick.
You peaked at 10.
I know.
Hair-wise.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's hilarious. No, but back to
that's
the POG
so
tournament. How did you finish? Did you win? Did you lose? Did you?
I think I won one round, and then I was out after that. So I was
pressure
feeling all
you.
Good about myself, and then I got knocked out. I actually had a at-home kit where you could make your own.
Okay.
They were, like, sticky on one side, and you could, like, take, like, a magazine or something and cut out your own little image and stuff.
You're sure your mom just didn't give you that and say, this is what all the cool kids have, the make your own Pog, because she didn't want to spend the money for the real ones?
Most likely. But eventually that did turn inappropriate.
At least you were a boy. I was in a video game tournament. I was just thinking about this morning when I was listening to Grayson. I was in a video game tournament as a grown man. I worked with you, Tammy. Remember, I was in the Guitar Hero tournament.
Oh, yes.
And my first contestant was like a 12-year-old boy.
You got smoked.
I wasted him, and he started crying.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Just John. Picking on the
I
kid.
I made a kid cry the first contestant. I'm like, oh, I don't think I want to play anymore.
What were you doing there in the first place?
That's a really good question. I was trying to think it was for the radio, but I don't think it was.
Do we have footage of that or something?
No, it was something for radio. For some reason, you had to be somewhere, but yeah.
I think it was an appearance, and he happened to... Oh, you know what it was? It was an appearance. He hired me to be the host of his Guitar Hero tournament. I'm like, oh, you know what? Can I play?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And he said, sure, you can play. It'd be even better if you did. And then I wasted the kid and made him cry. So
poor little kid.
Yeah.
Memory.
Greg's got another chance for you at John and Tammy's High-Low Jackpot. 10:30 this morning, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.